Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and happy birthday today to Barbie. Yes, that doll that everyone loves to hate. I mean, everyone. Mattel estimates that 90% of American girls between 3 and 10 own a Barbie doll. 90%. And she does seem to get more than her share of hostility. Forbes magazine has a special web feature about Barbie's birthday. And one of the articles looks at the issue of Barbie mutilation. That article is called You Always Hurt the Ones You Love. The editor of that section, Anna Vanderbrook, joins me now. Hi, Anna. Welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
And we're going to open up the phones for just a very few minutes on the question, were you bad to your Barbie? Did you treat her differently from your other toys? Any idea why? Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692 to answer the question, were you bad to your Barbie? 212-433-9692. And I guess there was an actual study of Barbie mutilation back in 2005, wasn't there, Anna?
Yes, there was. Researchers at England's University of Bath did a study looking at how children play. And I think one of the interesting things that surfaced is that, you know, children will mutilate their toys, and Barbie seems to be one of the main focuses of that mutilation. You know, she's sort of the center of attention no matter which way you look at her.
So this is a real phenomenon and not just a postmodern art project. What are the some of the typical ways in which Barbie gets altered?
Well, you know, I think one approach little girls like to take with Barbie is to be a stylist for her. So, you know, she gets lots of haircuts, tattoos, you know, Sharpies used for makeup. One woman that we spoke with actually put her Barbie in the oven because she wanted to give her a Afro hairdo. So I think Barbie got melted instead.
Mohawk Barbie?
Yes, definitely piercings. You know, girls will try to give their Barbies earrings, and that usually results in major holes through their earlobes.
And there's an essay in the New York Times today by a woman who came to the West from Iran in 1980. I don't know if you read this. She loved her Barbie dolls when she was in Iran, but saw her foreignness through Barbie in an American context and started trying to make Barbie's hair black and darken her skin. And I'm sure people have speculated that the realization of not ever being Barbie leads girls to try to make Barbie more like them or act out some of that disappointment on Barbie in acts of mutilation, you think?
Yeah, you know, we didn't touch on that as much with the piece that we did, although something that's interesting that we found was that a lot of times girls will start mutilating Barbie when they feel like they've outgrown her, which is sort of along the same lines. You know, maybe they almost don't identify with her anymore because they feel like they see her as a doll, and, you know, they feel like they're too old for Barbie. And so then, you know, as you said, then maybe either they'll take Barbie through their life transitions, you know, mohawks and tattoos, or they'll sort of just destroy her and then forget about her.
So I think we've got some great, and by the way, all our lines are full in case you want to know if there's a shortage of Barbie mutilation stories out there. So let's hear what Linda in Manhattan has to say.
Great.
Hi, Linda. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I remember cutting my Barbie's hair off. I remember that. But worse than that, about a month ago, my husband and I went to our house upstate, and our children were staying with their cousins, so they weren't with us. And we came into the living room where my children often play, my two girls, 7 and 9, and my 7-year-old's way into Barbies. But we came in, and we literally took a breath because on the back of a chair were hanging about 5 Barbies. They had been wrapped in, like, kitchen string. They were like they looked mummified or like in a spider, you know, like a spider had, you know, put a web around them.
Ew.
And hanging by their feet on the back of this chair, like dangling. And we were like, oh my God.
Did you ask why?
Well, we did. So I said to her, honey, you know, you had your Barbies all hung up by their feet. I go, why did you do that? What were you playing? And she said, oh, they were captured. It was so, like, you know, one's arm was out, like, dangling down while the others had, you know, they were, they just looked really, like it was like a voodoo thing or something. Mm-hmm. It was very scary. You know, we were cracking up, but it was like, oh my God, what was going on in her head?
All right, Linda. So for Linda, stay there because people who are, keep listening, because people who think that Linda's story is uniquely gross need to hear people like Janet in Manhattan. Janet, you're on WNYC. Hi, Janet.
Hi there. Well, this is what I did with my Barbie. I had a bubblehead Barbie, and I used to take 5 buckets, and they had points, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I put them in a long row in front of me, and then I'd tape a line, and I would flip my Barbie's head off its body and try to get it into the buckets and get the most points I could.
Why?
Well, I sort of loved this Barbie, and I hated this Barbie mm-hmm. for being so perfect and together, and I think I really enjoyed just sort of decapitating it.
Thank you very much. Cambra in Manhattan. Did I say your name right?
Yes, you did.
Hi. What did you do to your Barbie?
I used to go to my friend's house, and she had a ceiling fan in her bedroom, and she had a bunch of Barbies, and I had my Barbies, and I'd bring them over, and we would pull their heads off and tape them by the hair to the spokes of the ceiling fan so that when you turn the fan on, all the little Barbie heads would, you know, sort of fly out and spin around in circles.
Why?
I don't know. I think we, sort of similar to other callers, I think we hated all of Barbie's fancy little things and toys that we knew sort of weren't realistic. And her mom, I remember, used to encourage us to not sort of believe that we were supposed to look like Barbie and that, you know, Barbie was sort of misshapen. And I think we also used to pull, her brother had little G.I. Joes, and we would pull the little G.I. Joe heads off and jam them on the little Barbie necks. So it's the little G.I. Joe bubble heads on these big, oversized, misshapen Barbie bodies.
You mutilated G.I. Joe, too?
We had our own little gender-bending experiment going on, I guess.
Thank you very much. Let me do one more before we even get a reaction from our guest. Melinda, you're on WNYC. Hi, Melinda.
Hi there. I'm old enough to have had the original Barbie. And, of course, we cut her hair. But the thing I remember most is my sister had the bubblehead Barbie. And at one point, she just looked at Barbie and decided Barbie didn't look like her and put Barbie on the stove and melted off her right breast, and my mother caught her before she got to the last one, but then none of Barbie's clothes would fit, so we had to make a little Barbie prosthesis for, you know. So, but she was determined to get those things off Barbie's chest.
A Barbie prosthesis. Did you ever do this or your sister to any of your other toys?
No, I just remember they were all, it seemed like they were always naked in various states of hair cutting with, you know, in a pile.
Melinda, thank you very much. Well, and you know what? As soon as people are finishing up on these phones, Anna, other people are calling in to tell their Barbie mutilation stories.
Well, you know, if people want to go on to Forbes, we're actually taking Barbie memories, and we're going to post, you know, our readers' Barbie memories online in a few months. So if they have more stories they want to share, they can email them to us at Barbie@Forbes.com.
Is, from your understanding, and maybe we should do a separate call-in for developmental psychologists on this, is toy mutilation a part of normal play, or is it Barbie-specific?
No, you know, what we sort of found out is that it's a normal form of play. It's not necessarily Barbie-specific. I think little boys are known to blow up their G.I. Joes, you know, with fireworks and stuff, just as much as girls are cutting Barbie's hair. And one thing that's interesting is a lot of the people we spoke with actually said that they would take Barbie's head off and swap bodies, not because they wanted to decapitate Barbie, but because it was just easier for to change outfits by swapping her head on different bodies.
Nice.
With different
outfits. Nora in New Jersey never decapitated her Barbie, did you, Nora?
No, I did cut her hair, and I used to play with my Barbies with my brother's G.I. Joes. We would play together. And at one point, I remember my Barbie was in a terrible car crash with the G.I. Joes, and so we had to cut off her legs because she had amputated legs below the knee.
And that was that to save Barbie or to hurt her?
I guess it was to save her, sort of. But she wasn't exactly the prettiest Barbie after that.
I guess. Nora, thank you. Irene in Connecticut?
Hi. My daughter dismembered her Barbies and beheaded them all at once, and I was a little disturbed by it. I'd never heard of Barbie mutilation, so I kind of feel better knowing that she wasn't alone. She's a very well-adjusted adult today.
How sure she is. How old was your daughter when she did this?
I think she was somewhere between 8 and 10.
Mm-hmm. Was she outgrowing Barbie right at that moment? Irene?
I can't remember.
You can't remember. I thought your daughter came and cut off your phone. Now, Anna, I see that you got Obama's new pick for Health and Human Services, Kathleen Sebelius, to ask her her Barbie memory, except she didn't have one.
I just need to go find that one. Yeah, you know, some people didn't have Barbies, which you know, if 90% of the girls today have them, it's sort of surprising. But is it a
progressive girl thing? Do you think Hillary Clinton had a Barbie?
The chances are very good that, she did have a Barbie. You know, every once in a while, I think we had about three or four memories, actually, where they simply didn't have one. And I think a lot of that had to do with their mothers. You know, some of the mothers who've, as some of these women have said, saw Barbie as sort of this anti-feminist doll, kind of put that on their daughters by not getting them the dolls.
Oh, this is a very New York story. Sarah E. from Brooklyn. My cousin and I used to play Mugger Barbie. Ken mugged Barbie and then got electrocuted for his crime in a special electric chair we rigged up for him, except we have no death penalty in New York. 15 seconds. Is there any sign that Barbie's star is fading on this, her 50th birthday?
You know, there's not. Although Mattel sales are down right now, I think that's just
everybody's sales are down.
And, you know, Barbie's, almost every American girl has a Barbie.
All right.
Barbie, she's everywhere.
Barbie at 50. And Anna Vanderbrook wrote the Barbie mutilation story in the Forbes.com Barbie birthday special. Anna, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Brian.